Okay, today's daf in Brachas is daf Tezayin, as we are in the second parak, and today's discussion will be on the bottom of Amud Aleph, relating to a halacha that really does not apply l'maisa b'zman hazeh, but the messages of the halacha does apply b'zman hazeh. And that is, we know, we're talking here about saying kriyashma, and saying tefillah, and saying the Amida, and then where it talks about if there are workers that are working for an employer, and the time comes to say Kriyashma, the time to say the Amida. And the Gemara assumes that, you know, every second of work is valuable and precious. So if I stop for a second to fulfill my religious duties, you know, that's coming on the cheshbon of the employer. So there are limitations about how much I'm allowed to do for my own religious fulfillment at the time that I am working for the owner. And that's what the Braisa says on the Babanam, towards the bottom of Tezayin and Aleph, Hatanya, Hapolim Shayu Osin Malacha Eitzel Balabayas. If there are workers that are working for a Balabayas, then Koran Kriyashma, they're allowed to say Kriyashma, Umispalin, that's understood. They could say Kriyashma, they could daven, Vochlin, Piton, they could eat. The Ein Mevarchin Lefaneha, well, that's not our topic, but that's an important discussion. It's too much time to make a bracha. Just you're working, you're taking out those few seconds, doesn't belong to you. So Ein Mevarchin Lefaneha, Rashi says, She'ena Min HaTorah. It's not Daraisa anyway. So you know, skip brachas because you're so focused. Again, we'll get to the messages of this a little bit later. Avo Mevarchin L'Acharashtayim. But you can make afterwards, after you eat bread, you make two brachas. What do you mean two brachas? Birchas Hamazon is more than two brachas. So it says, oh, we combine. Ketzad, bracha rishon akitikuna. You say the first bracha of benching, Birchas Hamazon, but shnia, you combine the second and the third bracha together, because if you have them separately, it'll take too long, and you'll be, you know, causing a loss to the employer, and you're supposed to be working for him. So shnia posech b'berchas ha'aretz, you start off with berchas ha'aretz, meaning no delacha, al shenachal to eretz, chen betor rechava, and then in that bracha, instead of having a separate bracha for al ha'aretz v'al ha'mazon, and then rachem, you combine the third bracha with the second bracha. V'kol in boni Yerushalayim b'berchas ha'aretz. Combine them together. And then it says, for certain types of workers, not for all types of workers. But this is the Gemara. The Gemara says that, you know, Paulim, workers, say, shorten benching because, you know, they're working for someone else, and it's not right for them to take off time from their work, even these few seconds, in order to fulfill their own religious duties. Right? This halacha, fascinating, is so defining somehow that if you look in the Rambam, in Hilchos Berachos Hamazon, in Hilchos Brachos, in the second perek, this is the first halacha he quotes in all of benching. The first thing that we have to know, he talks about it in the first halacha, he says, what's the order of benching? Say the berachas hamazon kachu. This is benching, right? The only mitzvah bracha daraisa that we know. No, brachas is all a lot about brachas. So we spoke last time a little bit about different types of brachas, but this is the one that's daraisa according to everybody. So berachas hamazon is this. Rishona berachas hazon. Shnia berachas haaretz. Shlishis boni Yerushalayim revias hatova ametiv. Rambam lists off the four. And then he mentions, berachas bracha rishona, Moshe Rabbeinu Tikna, Vishnia Tikin Yehoshua, Vishlishis Tikin David Shlomo, Bino. The first one Moshe, second Yehoshua, and the third David and Shlomo, and the fourth bracha, Chachmei Mishnah Tiknuha. Days of the Mishnah later on. That's Halacha Aleph. Halacha Beis. Poalim, right away. Unbelievable. There's so many brachas of Birchas Hamazon, so many halachas of Birchas Hamazon. The first halacha of Birchas Hamazon, the Rambam tells us, our workers could say a shortened benching. Poalim shayu osin malacha eitzal balabayas va'achlu piton ein mevarchin lefaneha u'mevarchin lachas who doesn't shtei brachas bovad just to kedei shalo yevatlu malachas balabayas. Unbelievable. So that, well, that's the this is the halacha. So what we're going to talk about today is Tosfos's question, and that is two brachas you combine it instead of three. Are you allowed to do that? As the Rama himself said, the first three brachos are mida araisa. So the Rabbanan have the power to knock out three brachas and make it into two because of, not to cause the Balabayas any loss. How are they allowed to do that? Ask Tosfos, right? This is about Akiras Dover Min HaTorah B'Birchas HaMazon. That's today's topic. Says the Tosfos right here, V'chose B'Birchas HaAretz, Af Agav Dimi Daraisa Heim. It's a mitzvah daraisa to say these three brachas. Rambam just said it. Right, yes, Moshe Rabbeinu wrote the words, Yeshua wrote the words, but the first three brachas are daraisa. That's why we know we say amen after the first three brachas. Because to separate between the first, which are daraisa, and the fourth bracha, which is the Rabbanan. That's the only time that even Ashkenazim say amen to their own bracha. B'nei bracha v'yishlayim amen to be mafsik. So he asks Tosfos, how did the Rabbanan have the power to knock out this mitzvah daraisa? Avagav de midaraisa heim, says Tosfos, yesh koch b'yad chachamim locked over min haTorah. Tosfos quotes the sugya in Yevamos. The Rabbanan have the power to uproot a mitzvah daraisa. Why? Why? Hol v'trudim b'malachas balabayas. They're tarud. They're involved in the malach of the balabayas. What does that sound like? They're tarud or they can't focus. Therefore, they're causing loss. If you look in the Tosfos of Yehuda Chassid right here, he has a different lashon. If you make them say the whole benching, then the balabayas is going to hear about it. He's going to say, oh, those are workers that bench for a long time. Don't hire them. You know, they take too much time with their religious activities. So it's going to be bad for them if they have to say their whole benching. Right? Ki yesh koch b'acham latakin kein b'shvil sheyaskirum balei batim. You want them to be able to get jobs. But that's Tosfos. Ask the Pnei Yeshua. The Rabbanan have the power, the Gemara tells us, to knock out sometimes a mitzvah. Right? Shofar on Shabbos. Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos. So the Rabbanan have the power, don't blow shofar. But what's the reason they're doing that? Why are they knocking out a mitzvah d'araisa? Because they're nervous that somebody's going to violate something. They're nervous that somebody's going to go, who doesn't know how to blow shofar, to go and... Right, as the Gzeir Rabba Shemi Yavirena Dalanamas versus Rabbim. They can knock out Lulav, they can knock out Chofer, they can knock it out. What's the reason that they're knocking this out? Dini Maminus? Nobody's doing any Avera here, are they? Ask the Pnei Yeshua. You know, why is this allowed? What are the Rabbanan doing? L'chara ein ze muchruch, says the Pnei Yeshua. I don't know what Tosfos is talking about. This principle that there are abundant power to uproot and to affect a mitzvah daraisa, lav b'chada machta machtinu, it's not an all-encompassing power that you can always do. The Rabbanan always have the power. Ela hecha de itmar itmar, only where it said. Hainu hecha de ikat sad la afrushim esura. If the Rabbanan are nervous that somebody's going to do an avera, they can say, "Don't do this." Right, all the Gzeirat Derabbas, all the Rabbanan said you can't eat chicken and milk because you might come to eat beef and milk. The Rabbanan can make up any Gzeirat they want. Or if there's a Takana, a different type of Din Derabbanan that we mentioned last time, the Ar Sameach, different types of Din Derabbanan, when we spoke about Zechiras Tzitzias Mitzrayim last week. So they could do it when it has something to do with the Mitzvah and Avera. Avol ein shum svara lomar, sheyakru chachamim davar min haTorah, mishum hefsin mamon. For monetary loss, the Rabbanan will knock out a mitzvah? Ask the Bnei Yeshua, when did we ever find that? Ubarmandain. He says, and besides that, I have another approach. We'll get back to what the Bnei Yeshua says. But now, first, let's go back to the page and see what Rabbi Akiva Eiger says. The Kulian Hashas right here on the Tosfos, when all the Achronim try to answer this, the Kulian Hashas right here, he says, look at the Gemara later on in Daf Mevav, Vitzarachian. Classic Rabbi Akiva Eiger, without explaining himself, he just gives you a makar, and then we have to figure out exactly what the question is. So again, what did Tosfos say? Tosfos said the Rabbanan have the power to knock out this mitzvah, the mitzvah of saying three brachas. They can make it into two. They can modify it. Why? Because they're tarred. So one second, says the Rabbi Akiva Eiger, look at the Gemara later on. The Gemara later on, Adaf Memvav, discusses the fourth bracha of benching. The fourth bracha, which we know, which is known as Atova Meitiv. So the Gemara there says, is Atova Meitiv Da'oraisa or not? The fourth bracha. So the Gemara has three statements, assuming that the fourth bracha of benching is Durabanan, like we hold. But how do you know? How do you know it's Durabanan? So one of the lines the Gemara there says, on Daf Memvav, is Amar of Yosef, Hatova Meitiv Lav Daraisa. Why? Memvav ben Aleph at the bottom, Shahari Paulim Okrinosa. Wow. What does the Gemara say? You know how the fourth bracha of benching is Durabanan? Is only rabbinic? Because Paulim don't have to say it. Workers don't have to say it, so you know it's the Rabbanan. What's clearly implied from that Gemara? That if it would be Daraisa, the Paulim would have to say it, and the Rabbanan wouldn't have the power to knock it out. That's Rabbi Akiva Eiger's kasha. Tosfos says, Beferish here, on Daf Tezayin, workers don't have to say the third bracha, because they could combine it, because the Rabbanan have the power. The Gemara says, Beferish on brachas, Daf Memvav, that only if it's Durabanan do the workers not have to say it. But if it would be Daraisa, they would have to say it. The Farish Gemara against Tosfos. That's the kasha of Rabbi Akiva Eiger. So Rav Soloveitchik in his commentary, does not answer. He says, Tosfos kasha is a kasha. I don't know how to answer it. But that Gemara is, I would say, has a little different explanation. Says Rav Soloveitchik, the Gemara there is not asking whether the bracha, the fourth bracha benching is daraisa or not. Everybody agrees it's derabanan. Right? They made it by Haruge Beitar when the people of Beitar were zochet to be buried. So everybody agrees that that's a bracha derabanan. He doesn't think that that's the lumdish question on that Gemara in brachas, whether it's daraisa or lav daraisa. Daraisa means, he says, when the rabbanan added on this fourth bracha of benching, did they conceptually expand benching? Now benching is a four bracha mitzvah? Or is it a three bracha mitzvah, but then they added on an extra bracha that you should say? But it's not conceptually part of the benching when they added it on. That's really the question. If it's daraisa, that means they added it on and expanded the bracha, the mitzvah daraisa. And lav daraisa means, no, you have the separate mitzvah of the three brachas, then they added on one that you also say there. Says Rav Soloveitchik, he thinks that's what the pshat of that gemara is. Misafkale yavi mi ikir hachefsa de birchas amazon, odil madavi bracha nosefes bifnei atzma, shtikna lebracha samach lebrachas amazon. It's a big nafkamina, lamaisa. Let's say somebody doesn't remember if they benched or not. Comes up. It should never come up, halavai. But let's say somebody does not remember if they benched or not. So we possibly have to bench again because it's a mitzvah daraisa. How many brachas do you say if I bench again? The first three are daraisa. The fourth one's derabanan. But it could be that once I have to bench again, I have to also say the fourth bracha, even though that was added on by the rabbis. But this question, if I say it's conceptually made into one mitzvah, then I have to repeat that fourth bracha, even though that bracha per se is derabanan. But Rav Soloveitchik said, I think that's the discussion, not daraisa versus derabanan. Everybody agrees it's derabanan. So I don't know if that gemara is so relevant, but it is pretty clear, though, that if it would be daraisa, you wouldn't. So he says, I don't know what the answer to that question is. But there are two other answers that we could suggest based on the mefarshim. That is, number one, the Beis Yosef, before the Beis Yosef, the Rashba. If you look at the Rashba on that Gemara, Daf Mem Vav, he implies an answer. What does Tosfos say? The Rabbanan don't have the power to knock it out. Rabbi Akiva Eiger says, but that Gemara sounds like they can't knock it out if it's Daraisa. One second. Think about, there's a difference between what that Gemara is talking about and what this Gemara is talking about. This Gemara is talking about combining. What is that Gemara talking about? Not saying. The fourth bracha of benching is not said by workers. The third bracha is combined with the second bracha. Maybe that's not called an uprooting. You're saying it. You're saying it. You're just not saying it exactly as a separate bracha, says the Rashba there on Daf Mem Vav. V'yalva gav deboni Yerushalayim daraisa. V'yafilu achi lo mavarchi lo poalim. The boni Yerushalayim is daraisa. Lav hainu akira. Toha michlal klali lo bevrechas haaretz. Because I am saying it. I'm just saying it a little differently. So there's no kasha from that Gemara or Kiveger. If you want to knock out the bracha and not say it at all, okay, then it can only be knocked out if it's Rabbana, not if it's Daraisa. But maybe the Rabbana have the power to modify. The Rabbana have the power to put things together that are separate. Avala tova meitiv akri lagamre dulo mitzkri laklau. Tova meitiv over there is totally uprooted, and that's the difference between that Gemara and our Gemara. One answer, number one. The Beis Yosef. Rabbi Yosef Cairo himself asks Tosfos his kasha and gives an answer. He doesn't quote any other answer, but the Pnei Yeshua basically said, remember the Pnei Yeshua asked a different question than the Tosfos that Rabbi Akiva Eiger asks. This could be the same answer. Pnei Yeshua asked, you know, how could it be that the Rabbanan can knock out a mitzvah just for a monetary reason? They can knock out a mitzvah to make sure somebody doesn't do an avera, but for a monetary reason? Rabbi Akiva Eiger asked on Tosfos, that Gemara sounds like that only if it's daraisa. Only if it's Darabanan could you knock it out, not if it's Darabanan. Says the Beis Yosef right here in Kuf Tzadi Aleph in Arachayim. He quotes Tosfos and he says, V'li ain't sarach lazeh. I don't know why Tosfos has to make such a yesh koch biyad chachamim. No, much simpler answer. What's Daraisa? What do you have to say, mi Daraisa, says the Beis Yosef? The Gemara says later on in Daf Mem Ches, when we bench, there are certain themes that we have to mention. And if we don't mention these themes, then we're not Yotzei. What are the themes? Four themes. Gemara later on in the seventh parak. The Gemara says on Mem Ches Amid Beis, Kol Shelo Amar, Eretz Chemda Tova Rechava. We have to mention Eretz Yisrael in benching. Bebirchas Haaretz. Umalchus Beis David. Malchus Beis David we have to mention. And we have to mention Bris Milah. And we have to mention Torah. We have to mention all of those. Says the Beis Yosef, the din daraisa is to mention those themes. The separate brachos element of it, that's not daraisa. Says the Beis Yosef, that's not Daraisa. So here you're mentioned all the themes. What's Tosfos, what's Rabbi Akiva Eiger bothered by? And what does Tosfos even answer? Beis Yosef says, a much simpler answer even from Tosfos. And if you say that, then the whole question doesn't get off the ground from Rabbi Akiva Eiger. For li ein minyan brachos sha'achar ha'malzun min ha'torah. Ukidamashma v'devrei ha'rambam. Look at the Rambam. The Rambam says, in mitzvah yutes, you have to bench. The Rambam does not say specifically. So he says, this is the order of brachas. But it doesn't say that that element is the araisa. The Rambam in mitzvah yutes, and I say yutes. Shetzivanu levarcho yisaleh al kol achila, achar kol achila. You have to make a, you have to bracha. V'amro, v'achalta, v'savalta, v'erachta. That's it. Mid araisa, it's the bench. The specific separation of brachos, that's not the araisa. V'lo hizkir minyan brachas. Ula daito, it says later on, Adap Memches, you learn it out from Sukkim, says the Beis Yosef, that's an asmachta bialma. That's a hint, but it's not really a din that you have to say it in separate brachas. So, that's a second answer that you could have for Tosfos. Again, one answer for Kivakas Kasha on Tosfos. One answer is, like the Rashba says, there's a difference between uprooting and modifying. You're saying it, in a different way. The Beis Yosef says the whole idea of chilik brachos is not daraisa. That itself is a derabanan. Just mention the themes. So he answers Tosfos' question in a more fundamental way, but if you say that, then Rabbi Akiva Eiger's question doesn't even get off the ground. And the Pnei Yeshua says the same answer as the Beis Yosef to answer his own question. That's the Pnei Yeshua. He says, "Avalein Shmura." He says, "Ubar b'din lo yedati malam hotzru chulaze." Why does Tosfos even have to give this answer? Dinehid the Gimel Brachos midaraisa heim hanu shetzorach lahazkir bebirchas hamazon birchas haaretz ubonir yerushalayim. Birchas Amazon, right? Those three: Mashenki, Mashet Sarech, Lahazki, Rishimu Malchus, Betchilu Vasof, Velachzer, Velachbo, Velachtom, Sof Kol Bracha. That is for sure not Daraisa. And I found this in the Beis Yosef. He says, right? That's the Pnei Yeshua. A different answer. It's fascinating. The Magen Avraham says maybe Rashi is even hinting this to us. Maybe Rashi. It's always amazing when you have to look back in Rashi, like, whoa, maybe that's what Rashi means. Right back in Rashi, right here on our daf. Rashi says that you put the two brachas together, right? We put the second and the third bracha together. What does Rashi say in the last line? The kolon shtei brachas ba'achas, shebirchas ha'aretz, ubinin Yerushalayim, domos. The second and third bracha are similar anyway. It's about, not about food. It's about the destiny of Am Yisrael. What does that mean, that they're similar? What is Rashi driving at? Suggest the Magen Avraham. Maybe Rashi is saying to us, well, after all, on a Torah level, you don't have to separate them. The Rabbanan separated them. So as the Rabbanan separated them, sometimes these two are similar anyway, so the Rabbanan put them together. That's how the Magen Avraham reads this Rashi. Maybe Rashi is being, where's my Magen Avraham? The Magen Avraham says Rashi is even being merames this to us. Where's the line in the Magen Avraham? He says, V'li nerish Rashi tiritz kush yezu, shekasav, birchad arz bon b'nish lam domos, klomar, l'maydad arshinan, Mik mikrash yivarech al shloshtan ainu rotz lomer sheyachtom al kol echad bebracha elamidaraisa daik shivarech al shloshtan bebracha achas. But the rabbanon were misakin separately. But the poalim don't do it because they are similar. Obviously, Tosfos must assume against all of these answers. Tosfos must assume that even the separation of the brachas are daraisa, and that combining would also be an akira. So against all the answers, against the Rashba, against this suggestion, Tosfos would obviously have to hold otherwise. Good. Just to mention one other makar before we get to halacha lamaisa, and that is, keep in mind this whole discussion of akira. Tosfos says you could, if it's an akira, you're allowed to uproot it, put it together. This is all because it's done in a temporary fashion. According to Tosfos, if it's daraisa, the rabbanan don't have the power to knock out a mitzvah permanently. Right? That's the yisod that we've often quoted from the Taz. The Taz holds, even if the rabbanan can knock out a mitzvah, they can't permanently knock out a mitzvah. They can't say, if the Torah says to do something, the Rabbanan can't say, you'll never do it. Right? That's the Taz's beautiful kasha in Hilchos Rosh Hashanah. Again, we hope to have a separate shiur about this one time. The Taz asked about Rosh Hashanah, we know you're not allowed to have musical instruments on Shabbos and Yontif. Right? That's an Issur Rabbanan. You might come to fix the guitar if the string breaks. The Rabbanan where goes there, playing musical instruments on Shabbos and Yontif. So he asks the Taz, so maybe the Rabbanan should have said, you can't blow shofar on Rosh Hashanah. You can't blow shofar on Sukkot because it's a musical instrument. So what about Rosh Hashanah? You should say, you can't blow shofar on Rosh Hashanah. It's a musical instrument. So what does the Taz say? You can't do that. The Torah says to blow shofar on Rosh Hashanah. The Rabbanim do not have the power to knock out a mitzvah, period. If they say when Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos, you're not going to blow shofar, fine, because you're going to blow shofar when it doesn't fall out on Shabbos. But for the Rabbanim to say, oh, the Torah says to do this, never. The Rabbanim can't do that. The Rabbanim don't have the power to do that. That's what the Taz says. Nearly the Elam Ligzer Velakar Lagamri Divrei Torah Shet Sifsa Tilatko Biyomze Bishlama B'Shabes Lo Misakar Lagamri Kivin Shabalo Shabes Token Biyantiv. So that this whole discussion that we're having is not a violation of that Taz, because the Rabbanan are not saying that never say the three brachas, even if you want to say the chiluk is on a daraisa level. The Rabbanan is saying when the workers are working, then you don't say it. So again, that Taz is we'll have to have a separate discussion of that, but it's not a violation of that Taz. Halacha lamaisa, we know that none of us have probably ever heard of this. Halacha lamaisa, why? Because the Beis Yosef already quotes from Nagos Mamanios, and this is what we hold in Shulchan Aruch. Nowadays, workers could say the whole benching. If I take a lunch break, I could bench the whole thing. Why? Because it's understood. You know, employers understand that you have a couple of extra seconds. That how long is saying the whole benching? An extra 25 seconds. Halavai, we should be so mocked about every moment that we and the honesty that we have in the benching. Says the Rambam Mishpatim. The Shulchan Aruch quotes this. V'ha'idna in Kuf Tzadi Aleph Beis, V'ha'idna la'ola mevarchim kol arba brachas. Nowadays, we all say the whole benching. She'ein derat, you know, nowadays, the question is, do we stop after Yechasreinu? You know, I'm a Talmud of the Gra. I don't say past Yechasreinu. V'ha'idna, nowadays, we say all four. She'ein derat b'nei Adam achshav hachmid b'kach. Because people aren't so machmid. Umistama died to the Haki Sochrim Paulim. Mistama, they have this in mind. I hire workers knowing that they're going to say the whole benching. That's not a problem. And therefore, nowadays, this does not come up. We say the whole thing. But the assumption of the Gemara also is, and we'll end with this. The assumption of Gemara is that two important Musar points. Number one, how careful we have to be with the time of our employers. You know, if I'm supposed to be working, so then even benching, the whole benching, I have to be careful about. So again, one has to know. Sometimes if there's an understanding of, you know, the employer knows that there's going to be a certain amount of time that the employee is going to be surfing the web when they're supposed to be working. If it's understood. But if I get paid by the hour, if I have a certain job to do, and I'm not supposed to be doing other things during that time, right? With the honesty, we have to be make sure, right? We have to be guided by Yaakov Avinu. The last halacha in Hilchas Chiras, the Yaakov Avinu, the Rambam tells us. Kederach shemuzer balabai shelo yigzol schar ani. Just like a employer has to make sure to pay his worker on time, so too the poor worker has to make sure not to steal anything from the meleches balabayas. V'yivait v'yivatel ma'atz bekan umoti kol hayom b'me'era elachayev ledaktik alatzlo bizman. Gotta be so careful. Sharei, how do you know? Hikpidu chachamim al bracha revi'a shel brachas amazon shelo yivarech osa. They knocked out the fourth bracha benching, and they even combined the second and the third bracha benching. What does that show? It shows how careful we have to be with the time of others. And you could obviously expand that into general messages, making other people wait in general. You also have to work as hard as you can. So Yaakov Atzadik, Amar, unusual, Yaakov Atzadik, he said, I worked with all my might to serve your father. That's Yaakov. But we learn now from this halachas of benching about the honesty that we have to have. The other final point to mention is we say, oh, you have to make sure that, you know, you're not to waste time. Why can't you just continue working and bench while you work? That's also an assumption of the Gemara. You can't do both. If I'm going to be benching, I'm not supposed to be working. And therefore, if I'm not allowed to stop working, then I can't bench then. That's the next halacha. In the Shulchan Aruch, and this siman, this is a refrigerator taz, we like to say, and Mishnah Berurah. The Shulchan Aruch says, "Oser and Shulchan Aruch, Oser lasas malacha b'odim avarech." You're not supposed to do anything when we make a bracha. When we make a bracha, we're supposed to be making a bracha. We're not supposed to be doing anything else. We're talking to God. We're not supposed to be doing anything else. Says the taz right here, the taz in the beginning of Tzkuf Tzadi Aleph. He says, let me just find where it starts. If not, I'll just quote it from the Mishnah Berurah. V'nirali shebichlal iser zeh shelo lasok batora bosasha. You're not supposed to learn when you make a bracha. Kin zeh gorim gamkein al berchas amazon sheyaltzad hamikra vivizdamein. When you're benching, you're not supposed to be looking in a sefer, says the Taz, because I'm benching. When we bench, when we do anything, we're not supposed to be doing anything, even learning. Says the Mishnah Berurah. When we're davening, if we're saying any bracha, we're supposed to be making the bracha, not doing anything else. It's not like we happen to be doing a mitzvah or making a bracha. That's the focus of our life at that moment. And if you look in the Piskei Tshuvos, Piskei Tshuvos right here, and I think we're all guilty of this, that we have to like work on ourselves. Piskei Tshuvos quotes, he quotes this from the Ben Ish Chai and others. We're not supposed to be bringing things to the table when we make a bracha. Or clearing the table as we bench. Pouring something. Getting on my hat and jacket. Right? There are so many things that we do when we make a bracha. We live in a generation of multitasking. Who can just drive nowadays? You have to be doing something else when you drive. Right? Driving is like just so like slow. We have to be doing 14 other things. But he says, when we make a bracha, below the sachik yimtina, I'm not supposed to be playing with my kids when I make a bracha. V'yaflo v'nagev yadav. V'kol shekin also lirmos, and obviously to talk to somebody else, to wink to somebody else, to look in a sefer. So this is the musar aspect that we get out of this discussion, and that is to be so careful if we're working for somebody, and so careful when we're making brachas. Because the assumption of the whole discussion is that you can't make a bracha when you're working, and you can't work when you're making a bracha. Okay, we'll stop here. This was Akira's Dover Minat Torah relating to Birchas HaMazon.